Wednesday night, Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, Simen Memtes. Sifud Beis, an interesting qualification of the halacha.
Oh, thank you.
Aim of Archon Atova may develop Yeshua Oldman Ayayan Arishon, for wrote some lishos of Shasheni Mishum Shinu Yayan. So then it's a Rebu Yayan, because look at the Rebu Yayan, he still has left over from the first, he's bringing more. That's the Rebu Yayan at the Tova made it. For the Makmush Ayayan Arishon Kolo, he ran out, Poshul. He had to bring up more wine because he ran out. The Vienas Hasheni, the Aim of Archon Olive. If you serve, in other words, you're only serving because you ran out. So it's no riot that you like it better, that it is better. It's not even Rebu Yayin. It's not a Rebu, you ran out, so you brought more. Rebu means you have, and you want other kinds. You want to expand your Suda. That's Sif Yud Beis. Yud Gimel, Eim Abarchan, Atova, Medibala, Kshishim, Oyacha, where you're celebrating with someone else. Someone else is also happy. Shusosu Gam Kim Mishteh Hayenos, he's drinking both wines. Dachi Mashma, Atova, Medib, he does good for others. Told for me, Medib for others. Vuad in the Mishnah, Bonavimo, they're also called others.
But they have to be drinking.
Yeah. Avalim hu yichidi ena mavarech. What? Shachiyanu. No, we're talking about a different tova meitiv. You're talking about a shachiyanu for a new thing that causes you simcha, and when there's someone else involved, you make a tova meitiv. We're talking about a tova meitiv on ribu yayin, that Rabbanan made the addition of a tova meitiv on ribu yayin. He doesn't even have to be especially happy about it. This is not something that would normally call for shachiyanu necessarily. Ribu yayin is a bracha if they ask for and calls for this bracha a tova meitiv. They were masaking it over just ribu yayin.
What does it mean that you have to be drinking?
I don't know. What do you mean?
Meaning they have one cup of wine.
I don't think it means the exact time. It means they're sitting by the masiba.
And they're having some wine.
And they're having wine, and they also had your wine, and then they also want more.
Do they need to have the second cup from the second bottle as well? That's
yes. That's part of the Rebu Yayin, the enjoyment of the Rebu Yayin.
You don't say other people with you?
We're not talking about being motzi them with the bracha. Why not? You can be motzi them with the bracha. We're talking about they have a chiyah bracha. You would have to be motzi them.
If you're the only one saying Atova Meitiv,
if you're the only one drinking, you don't make Atova Meitiv. Atova Meitiv, yeah.
If he brings out two bottles of wine, everyone has one, you have both.
No.
So you wouldn't make it.
No. Because you're the only one that's partaking of the Rebu Yayin.
I
mean, if he didn't drink yet, yeah, maybe he may change his mind, maybe. Yitoche, he might change his mind. Yudalid, Oreach, Shemezavit of Alabayas. There's a guest. Ima Balabayas, Noisin, it's a kankan ala shulchon, she used to mishi yirtse, he puts a bottle of wine there, kamo shows him besutus gudolos, and kena yayin hu kamo besutus. Because anybody could take. We're working at Tova Meitiv. Avlam al Balabai is noisin the cholechot koso. If he pours into your cup, ain't we working at Tova Meitiv? Because they don't have. There's no shutzfus in the wine that you're drinking. But if it's a communal bottle, that everybody takes. So that's communally held and joined. So there's manela at Tova Meitiv if there's a ribui of that yayin the next day, or the next, or you bring it out. But if he pours into each person's cup, so then that wine you're not sharing with anybody. So you wouldn't make a tova meitiv, because that's a singular thing that you have. Ein mevarchen atova meitiv, kiven she'ein lahem shutzvus b'yayin. Not that wine, not in the cup, but filu balabayis ein mevarich. Echad yochel levarich lotzi eskulam, we say on Siftes Vav, one person could be motzi others in this bracha. V'yom matchilu savri, as we say always by wine, she'itnu lev l'shmo avianu amein, she'yeitzu b'verchoso.
I want to go back to the previous, just for a second, and ask, so you're saying that unless the bottle is shared and is on the table and each person takes their own, that if it's poured, if there's a bar or something like that, and each drink is poured, then you don't say?
You would not say a tov ha-meitiv. That's what are you saying? Yeah. Because all you have is your cup, and in that there's no shutuf. Echad yachal v'arich lo'etzi eskulam, one person can make the bracha for others. Yom etchilas havrish, yitnu lev l'shmo v'yanu omen, she'etzu b'berchoso. The dafuk she'esh l'chol echad kosol l'fonov. They have their own cup. So they can drink the wine. The dafuk she'esh l'chol echad kosol l'fonov. Sheyito miyash lo yehetsik bein a bracha l'ashtia. Im vorech pichas amozon al kos yayin acher. Oh, you don't make a tova meitiv because he said a tova meitiv in benching already. That tova meitiv patas like you say a chaya mason patas al kain neshama. So here also the tova meitiv in benching patas that tova meitiv of a tova meitiv.
If you're
only if you're mivarech halakos. Yeah, it says
mivarech halakos. I don't understand why. Why isn't that tovah meitiv benching pater even without mivarech halakos?
Well, you made that tovah meitiv already. Here, you're not going to make that tovah meitiv until you drink the wine, right? So you're saying if you're benching halakos, that's already called the ribu yayin is nisgashem, I guess. That's one chiddush, and the second chiddush is that you're yotzev with the benching one. Okay.